Exodus chapter 20, the ninth commandment. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. This is the word of God. Many of you might remember from the history of the Christian Reformed Church the name of Dr. Peter Eldersfeld. And he was one who spoke for many years in the broadcast ministry of that denomination, wrote some books out of which comes this quote about lying. And I keep this quote on hand when it comes to the ninth commandment because it's very accurate. He said this, Will Rogers said once that the income tax has made liars out of more Americans than the game of golf. Well, I don't know about the game of golf very much. I know a little bit about the income tax, and I can understand why we might want to lie about things when it comes to doing our income tax. But I think he points out the truth that lying is a very common thing. Historically, if you think of the 1992 presidential race, you can go back and find in Time magazine a cover story on lying, and one writer asked in 1992, is anyone telling the truth in this campaign? Thought that was interesting because we're going through another season of elections and campaigns, and a lot of lying seems to be going on. I don't know about you, but when I watch my television newscast, it seems that the leaders of both sides of the party, Republican and Democrat alike, have a tendency to lie. Lies come from politicians. Lies come from all kinds of individuals. We lie about our income tax, and we lie about our business deals. We lie in government. We lie in political campaigns. We lie in every other situation as well. We lie by slander. We lie by gossip. We lie by telling false tales, rumors, whether it's in the courtroom, whether it's in the back room, lies are everywhere. And that should not surprise us because the commandment that we're looking at tells us that we are not to lie, bear false witness. But it should amaze us that we need to be reminded of this from the Word of God. In fact, the Word of God tells us very clearly we should not bear false witness, lie. We're told that clearly in this passage in chapter 20 of Exodus. We're told it clearly all throughout Scripture because Scripture speaks against the lie and it speaks of truth. And as it speaks in this passage about lying in terms of bearing false witness, it's connected together with several other commandments. And they're spectacular commandments in a certain way because it is a terrible thing to commit adultery. It is a terrible thing to steal, but it's also a terrible thing to lie. And liars, as Scripture teaches us, come under the heavy wrath of God. We need to treat the sin of lying in the way in which God does. We need to have a perspective on it that comes to us from the Word of God. That's why we come to the church to hear the preaching of the Word of God each and every Lord's Day. Because when we hear the Word of God, we are getting our perspective straightened out by God's perspective, His Word. And our perspective gets bent in this world. Our perspective needs to be straightened out, but it's got to be straightened out by the Word of God. It needs to be hammered back. It needs to be straightened out. It needs to be reformed. That's in our theology. But we need to be reminded of that, that we are reformed because we have been deformed by sin. And if we want God to accept us, we must be reformed by the Word of God. And the Word of God teaches us clearly that lying, bearing false witness, is sinful. And our perspective needs to be changed so that we understand what God wants and we do what He commands in His Word. That sounds easy, you know. Thou shalt not kill. Well, that's pretty easy. I won't kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. All right, I won't commit adultery. I shall not steal. I won't steal. It sounds easy, but the more you have your perspective bent by sin, the more willing you are, when it comes to truth, to shade the Word of God, to believe a lie, or to lie yourself. And that's why regularly we need to hear God's Word, we need to receive God's Word, and regularly attend so that we might hear the Word of God and the truth of the Word of God and apply that truth to our lives. And the Word of God discusses untruthfulness and the sinfulness of lying. In fact, in the catechisms, it says there are all sorts of lying, all kinds of lies. There are deliberate lies. You know, you can clothe a lie with the garment of truth. You can make it look good. Half-truths cannot be whole lies, twisting words to turn them into the opposite of what was intended. You can lie by evil news, the source of gossip. We can chip away at our neighbor's good name. You know, that neighbor who does this or that, that's not acceptable to us. We can emphasize our neighbor's faults, his shortcomings, his mistakes, and we can discuss them in minute detail. We tend to do that. Martin Luther said in his catechism that reputation is something quickly stolen but not quickly returned. He emphasized in his catechism that we tend to use evil news and gossip and slander against other people. We use evil words, slander, libel, lying when we know better. It's an intentional attempt to do what? To rob our neighbor of his reputation. All of these kinds of lies exist, and the Bible says something about lying and about liars. It says that all of these things, evil news, evil words, exaggerations, fabrications, even silence can be a lie, rash judgments, these things come under the condemnation of the Word of God. You know, you hear a little bit of news about someone, and you pass it along, and you blow it up a little bit to the extent that the person is soon subjected to destructive condemnation. You feel better about yourself because you've passed along something bad about someone else. You misuse the good gifts that God has given you, which are for the good of your neighbor, but instead of obeying God and doing good for your neighbor, you sin against your neighbor. You sin with speech, perverted speech, instead of speaking in love. You slander, you hate, and the Bible condemns it all. Proverbs chapter 6 and in verse 19 it says, in verse 16 it says, there are seven things that are what? An abomination to God. I think you ought to take a moment to think about what that means. An abomination to God. God hates it despises it. It's an abomination to him. And what is it? He says, haughty eyes and a lying tongue. What does God think about the matter of lies and liars? He thinks that it's an abomination. Now, we've kind of made things look a little different. In fact, you've probably heard the expression over and over, God hates the sin, but he, what? He loves the sinner. That is simply not a biblical idea unless the sinner is hidden in Jesus. It says here that God hates the lying tongue. He hates it. It's an abomination to him. And that sinner is going to languish in hell for eternity. He hates the lying tongue. He hates the false witness. And that's where liars stand with God. The false witness will not be unpunished. He will suffer under the righteous judgment of God. God hates lies. He hates liars, and liars go to hell. There's no such thing as a person that is committed in his own willingness to be a liar and go on into heaven. No unrepentant adulterer, no unrepentant murderer goes to heaven, and no unrepentant liar. The only way to be saved, the only way to go to heaven is to repent and turn from sin and trust in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, believing that your sins are washed in his blood and righteousness, and that we are called to walk in holiness in Jesus Christ. Why is it that lies are so bad? And the scripture tells us there are at least three reasons. There may be more. But first of all, a lie is bad because it is the sin of hypocrisy in its very nature. It's what a person covers up, what he won't admit to. It is a sin of hypocrisy. And lying has its roots in Satan, that one who from the beginning was what? The father of lies. Eve believed the lie that Satan told her. Her husband followed her, and the wrath of God fell on the whole human race because of the sin that entered the world by means of what? A lie. God despises the lie because it is the work of the devil and the enemy of God. And when you make it a part of your life, and if lies are a part of your life, you're not serving God, you're serving the enemy. Big lies, all lies. Lying is to join the enemy and to sin against God. But not only is lying the sin of hypocrisy and something God hates, but look at it from the other side. God honors the concept of truth. You can summarize the Christian gospel in the word truth. The truth revealed in the covenant that God has made and written and revealed in his word, which tells us that Jesus went to the cross because the truth has been revealed that God could send a sin bearer for his people. And he did. Jesus came to be that sin bearer. He was faithful to the truth. You can count on it in every way. As you read through the scripture and find Jesus, he is the Savior who is faithful to the truth, the one who gives you his perfect righteousness because it's revealed in the Word of God. And truth is of God. The lie is of the enemy. And so your allegiance to the Lord Jesus is revealed in your willingness to stand for truth and not to compromise it and to serve the lie. There are many other ways in which this commandment is broken, but I want to remind you that when we keep the truth, we are following what Jesus as declared in Scripture. In fact, every departure from truth, coloring the truth, twisting the truth, tinkering a little bit with the truth, is to despise God, because God is the truth. We are required to obey this commandment in every way. Perjury in court, in a court of law, is wrong and sinful, because God has ordained the law and he has called us to obey his word. We are not to lie, we are to speak the truth. We're not to blend it with something else. We're not to mix it up with something. We need to do what God has done, what God has revealed, and what God has called us to do. We must not try to accomplish our purposes, whether it's in the political realm or any other realm, our personal realm. We are not to try to do what we want, but what God has revealed in his world. Now, the world in which we live says that truth and lies are just relative. You can use them any way you want for your own purpose, and the highest good is to advance the cause of whatever it is that you want to do. That's not the Christian view. The Christian view is the view that comes from the Word of God. The Christian view is that the cause of the kingdom of God, and the kingdom of God is advanced when God blesses truth, what is right. And that's the Christian concept that we must live by, truth. He blesses righteousness, therefore the Christian must bear witness to the righteousness of God and believe that God will bless it. If that's the case, then we need to practice truth in the little areas of life. Socially, we need to always tell the truth. I know that some people will say, well, if I always tell the truth, I'll lose my friends, you know. Well, what are you depending on for your relationship? Are you depending on what you think is right? Or are you depending upon the blessing of God? Are you depending upon the manipulation of truth and error, which means that you're depending on whom? The enemy. No, we need to depend upon God, and his word tells us that we must be truthful. Whether we're young or whether we're old, we must not minimize the telling of lies. We must appeal to the truth, and we must always remember that lying is an appeal to the father of lies. Whether it's the business realm, the personal realm, no matter what, we are to live by the truth that God has revealed in his word. The keeping of this commandment is obedience to the truth. It is loving the truth. It is standing in the truth. It is begun with an appreciation for the sound doctrine of the Word of God, which reveals the truth, and the truth is found in Scripture. And the truth of Scripture is something that you can hold on to, and that you can believe, that you can rest in, that you can be certain it will come to pass. We hold to that conviction as believers in Jesus Christ, that there is a truth that rests in the Word of God. And so we rest in the Word, which teaches us of that truth and of Jesus Christ, who died for our sins. And as we rest in that truth, as we rest in the Word of God, we bring our tongue, our speech, under the control of the truth of God, and depend on it for life and for eternity. Therefore, if you speak and you speak something that is not true, you must go back to the truth that is found in the Word of God. You must turn from sin, and you must rest in Jesus Christ alone. Our refuge is only found in the one whose name is what? The truth and the life. Our rest, our assurance is found in His grace. And in the radical conversion that takes place by the power of God, who changes liars, sinners, to saints, to those who rest in His grace. Saved by grace. Saved by the revelation of God's salvation. And above the ninth commandment stands that great word, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of slavery. God has delivered us from slavery to sin, from slavery to lying, from slavery to untruth. And He has rescued us in Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. May God, by His grace, enable us to be truthful, faithful to His word, and obedient to what He has revealed in Scripture. Amen.